Join the conversation on Facebook.
Like the Cape Talk page to stay up to date.
The health department's ambitions for controlling where doctors work has been dealt a very massive blow by a high court in Pretoria, and an application was brought by Trade Union Solidarity, the SA Private Practitioners Forum, as well as the Alliance of SA Independent Practitioners Associations, and four individual healthcare practitioners to declare Section 36 to Section 40 of the National Health Act invalid. Now, these provisions for issuing health establishments with what they call is a certificate of need have been declared to be unconstitutional and invalid. Alex van Heerden is an adjunct professor at the Wits School of Governance, and he joins us to discuss the implications of this particular decision. Professor, very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon and to your listeners.
Why would this ruling have such serious implications for the implementation of the National Health Insurance Act? Because surely what it looks like is that this particular move was done in order to protect the National Health Insurance Act.
Well, the original proposals weren't related to the National Health Insurance at all. They were provisions in the National Health Act that would have allowed government to basically designate where private practitioners could work. So it was, and it's been in the National Health Act for quite a while. And really, that's the basis upon which it's challenged. Many of the things attributable to a so-called NHI are really just normal health policies. But this was a particularly poorly devised one.
And, you know, the health the department has expressed that it would actually seek a rescission of the court judgment and challenge the matter in the Constitutional Court. Does this seem an appropriate sort of course of action by the health department?
I think they will lose in the Constitutional Court, because when you're considering actions such as this, where you're going to limit where people can practice, you know, run their businesses privately, you have to consider whether or not this is reasonable. You are impinging on a set of rights that are protected in the Bill of Rights. And what you would have to do then is show not only that the policy was rational, but that it was reasonable. And in testing out the sort of the reasonableness aspect, you'd have to look at whether or not there were less onerous ways of actually achieving your objective. And to do that, you would have had to do some considerable work and study and demonstrate what alternatives were properly considered and how you deliberated on this issue. And the Department of Health never did. It never did any of that. So I would say that they're very likely to lose if they go to the Constitutional Court, because they haven't actually indicated whether or not they could achieve the objective of providing medical practitioners in rural areas that are in private practice in a less onerous way. And they'd have to show what kind of need they're trying to meet.
Chatting this afternoon to Professor Alex van den Heerden, Professor of Social Security at Wits University's School of Governance. Professor, for those of us who actually just stumbled across this particular incident and this particular article, what exactly is a certificate of need, and how did the government arise at this certificate of need, or what they tend to term a certificate of need?
Well, in essence, it's a kind of license to practice, and the idea of calling it a certificate of need is to say that, yeah, you can, you're not allowed to, there's a need that you're serving, and that's why you get this license. And what it would do is to say, well, if we don't have any further need for doctors in Sandton, for instance, or Rondebosch in the Western Cape, then we're not going to allow you to practice there. And that's kind of what the certificate of need would do. It would actually limit your ability to practice within a particular geographical area. And when it was supposedly filled up, you'd have to go somewhere else. Now, note that this is really for private practitioners, because public sector doctors are employed, and so your posts are wherever you are. You don't have a certificate of need. And that's often where your redistributional requirements are highest, where you want to get doctors into particular areas. But in private practice, it's a different matter. So the question really is, what is your, you know, what objective are you trying to achieve? And that's what the certificate of need was attempting to do.
Now, the department first flighted the certificate of need scheme almost about two decades ago, promoting it obviously to shore up health services in rural and underserviced urban areas. why is it that doctors have opposed this? Because most doctors that I know, for instance, would practice in Belhar, but then they would also have a practice at a private hospital. So they would be doing, you know, work in a community, in a sort of a marginalized community or a less affluent community for a certain time and offer their services there at a practice, and then obviously come and practice at a private hospital.
So you'd have to, and this really talks to the reasonableness of the proposal, because there's a presumption that that private practitioners are underservicing particular areas. That's private practitioners. And you wouldn't really be able to confirm this unless you had done some analysis. So the question really is, what analysis prompted this framework? And this is where it's kind of concerning. Why would you go for the most draconian approach to allocating private practitioners and private businesses when you haven't actually done any analysis, considered where the gaps are, and worked out what whether or not there are several different better approaches to trying to achieve that particular objective? So that they've never done any of that. And it's worth noting that there is another regime in place. There's private, you know, provincial departments of health already issue licenses for private hospitals and private facilities. And it's noteworthy. I mean, this is part of the health market inquiry. And the discussion there was, what are they doing with that licensing approach? And what you find is that the provincial departments do almost no analysis for the allocation of the private licenses, and in most cases just allocate them without any proper consideration of what they're doing. So that's an equivalent of a licensing arrangement in place, and government has actually no policy framework around the issuing of private facility-based licenses. So I think where the concern lies with many people is that government appears to want to have these draconian measures with the possibility that they will exercise a high degree of arbitrary discretion in the way they operate and create avenues for potential corruption, because if you want your license, you must pay somebody. If you want your certificate of need, you've got to basically kowtow to some gatekeeper. And that creates the concern, I think, that quite a lot of practitioners have had. There doesn't appear to be a very clear approach that is behind this. It appears to want the power, but it doesn't have a clear idea of what problem it's trying to solve.
I think it's probably back to the drawing board from here. Professor Alex van den Heer for chatting to us. He's Professor of Social Security at Wits School of Governance. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.